Scott Kunze, thanks for joining us on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thanks.
You're an East Dundee trustee. You all are going to impose a 5% tax on streaming services, right?
This is correct, yeah.
Are you on board? You were one of the nays on that, weren't you?
I did vote no. But of course, you know, we act as one board. We're all together. So I'm not going to come on here and slam the rest of the board or anything like that. But, you know, it's, you talked actually a few minutes ago about nuance. And that's going to be one of the things that kind of goes into play here, because our village, we have a very small village. We only have about 3,000 people who live in our village. You know, we, in during the 2008, you know, crash recession, we spent a lot of money investing in our downtown area. And, you know, we have a lot of great spots there now, DC Cobbs and River Street Tavern, Black and Gray, Aliano's. But, you know, the point is we have a lot of, we've made this beautiful downtown. And we have a lot of people coming from out of town into East Dundee. So what we found, well, we also have Santa's Village, you know, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners know about.
Absolutely. Sure.
Yeah. So what the point is that we have a lot of people coming from out of town. So Fast Forward found that we had enough money from, you know, sales tax revenue to start a tradition of abating our property. So East Dundee residents, when they get their Kent County tax bill every year, next to the line item for East Dundee, the East Dundee Village, it says $0. That's what we collect for property tax every year. You know, which I think is a pretty rare thing in the state of Illinois to have your municipality collect $0 for property tax. And, you know, that's a tradition we, you know, take pride in, and we continue. So, you know, during that improvement of our downtown, it did cost a lot of money, and we did, you know, take a little bit of a credit rating hit. It was a hard recession time and everything like that. So our village administrator was looking for ways to improve our credit rating. We were told because we don't collect property tax, we only collect sales tax can go up and down, so creditors don't like that. So we needed to diversify our revenue a little bit. So, you know, this was an option that came up to do that.
Yeah.
That's where this came from.
Well, listen, if the trade was 5% tax on streaming services for no property tax, I'm moving to East Dundee. That's a pretty good deal.
Right. And, of course, you know, I don't want to say nobody in East Dundee pays property tax, because they still pay to King County. They still pay to just school district 300.
I see.
But, you know, our portion is zero. So,
well, but, you know, one of your colleagues said, and it was a quote in the paper, there's one from you here, we're just saying we're missing money that we used to get from cable, and now it's going to streaming instead. But we're not providing streaming, so I don't see a justification for us to collect a tax on it. And I think that's a fundamental thing that resonates with a lot of people. If I'm not getting anything from the village, if you guys aren't doing anything, you're not providing me any service, not any enhanced service of any kind. You're just going to take money because I'm doing business with Netflix. That seems to be a lousy reach on the village's part.
Well, you know, and that is my point, actually. Thanks for that shout-out.
Well, I agree with you on that. And
I'll tell you, John, I used to listen, like, in the late 90s, early 2000s, I used to listen to you a lot, and I'm sure you still do this, but you used to talk to Thomas Jefferson a lot, and that actually formed a lot of my political beliefs, so thank you for that, and I do appreciate Thomas Jefferson, and I agree with him, you know, a small government, things like that, but at the same time, we all like things like the police, we all like things like roads that don't have big potholes in them. And that stuff has to get funded somehow, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I think you mentioned also, you know, Chicago has the streaming tax. 25 states right now have the streaming tax. Florida, I think, is looked at as kind of a safe haven for taxes and all that. They have an 8% statewide streaming tax.
One of your colleagues is also quoted in saying, internet purchases for a long time went completely untaxed, but when people cut the cable, they tend to have four or more services. So I'm not exactly sure how that justifies the village's interest in that, but I appreciate you seeing both sides. Clearly, when it came push to shove, you decided that the village should not collect the tax, but you're not going to nor did I call to ask you to disparage the rest of the board on that. I think you and I and Thomas Jefferson feel the same way about it, but the rest of them were maybe a little more pragmatic about this. But it's just a reminder to me, because all of us are tired of seeing the Peloton fee go up, the Netflix fee go up, the Netflix sharing tax that we're all going to get because 100 million people currently are watching Netflix that don't even pay for it. So Netflix is going to try and remedy that. Everything just seems to be getting nicked up a little bit. And then when you realize, hey, in Chicago, I'm paying 9% to the city for services that they have no business in, at some point you say enough already, and I think that's where your vote landed. It's a good reminder, if nothing else. Scott Kunze is on a phone line. He's an East Dundee trustee and a Thomas Jefferson fan. I'm out of time today, Scott, but thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along with TJ when he comes on.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot for having me.